This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ore from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday the 3rd of May. Coming up, the latest on the Osama bin Laden raid, a tornado rips through the New Zealand city of Auckland, and it's back to normal life for Kate and William. First, dramatic details have been released about how America caught Osama bin Laden, the world's most wanted man. After tracking down bin Laden in Pakistan, American Special Forces shot him dead. The soldiers had cameras attached to their helmets, which meant President Obama could watch the operation. So, what was the atmosphere like inside the White House? Well, one of the president's advisors, John Brennan, was there.
But it was clearly very tense, a lot of people holding their breath, and there was a fair degree of silence as it progressed, as we would get the updates. And when we finally were informed that those individuals who were able to go in that compound and found an individual that they believe was bin Laden, there was a tremendous sigh of relief.
The fact bin Laden was found inside Pakistan has led some people to ask whether Pakistan is failing to fight terrorism. But the president, Asif Ali Zardari, says that's not true and that his country suffered more than any other because of terrorism. Now to New Zealand, where a tornado has roared through the city of Auckland, killing at least two people and injuring several more. The tornado left a 5-kilometre-long trail of damage. Inspector Gary Davey described the scene.
About a dozen cars have been tipped over. People were trapped in cars. So this tornado has had, you know, a significant amount of strength.
Police are warning locals to stay inside until the weather has settled. Sport now, and Barcelona are set to meet Real Madrid in the second leg of the Champions League semi-final. There was a lot of criticism of the way the players and managers behaved in the opening leg, with players being sent off, a lot of arguing and accusations of diving. But Barcelona coach Pep Guardiola has been defending his players.
Without doubt, I can say that they're an example of professionality, of honesty. They are an example.
And for today's question, we want to know which club has won the Champions League the most times. Finally, it's back to normal life for newlyweds William and Kate after all the royal wedding celebrations on Friday, with the Duke of Cambridge going back to work as an RAF search and rescue helicopter pilot. But you've not heard the last of all things weddingy. It looks like the dress could soon be put on display so everyone can get a closer look. It's also being reported that designers are rushing to copy the Duchess's dress, and versions of it are expected to hit the shops next month. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow with more of the day's big stories for you. But if you have a minute between now and then, please do get in touch and let us know where in the world you're listening. The address is cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk.